And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealer with a full line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Jim Zoloff, the Bingham Township Board of Trustees representative on the Central Huron Ambulance Board, provided an update during this month's meeting. He reported that the old carpet in the meeting and trading room has been removed and replaced with vinyl plank flooring. The project costs $7,000. He also noted the reconstruction and paving of the parking lot at the Bad Axe Station will cost $48,595. During May, the ambulance service responded to 6 calls, 3 in Bingham Township and 3 in the village of Ubley. The ambulance service has been working toward restructuring as an authority, a process that began over a year ago. However, the paperwork is still waiting review by the state. Operating as an authority rather than under a board of representatives offers 2 key advantages. It limits liability, and it allows the authority to create a special assessment district that charges a fee per household to fund ambulance operations. Also during the meeting, Huron County District No. 2 Commissioner Kurt Geiger provided an update. He reported county commissioners voted to extend the moratorium on data centers from 6 months to 36 months. Huron County Economic Development Director Samantha Schnettler presented the county's strategic plan and announced a solar consultant has been hired. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment and bond hearing for Gregory Dylan Keller Jr. Mr. Keller faces charges of operating while license suspended or revoked, second or subsequent offense, operating a vehicle with no security or insurance, and operating an unregistered vehicle. These are misdemeanors with potential penalties, including jail time and fines. A plea of not guilty was entered on all counts. The court set a deadline of July 9th for the prosecution to provide a plea offer and discovery, and a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 30th at 10 a.m., which Mr. Keller must attend in person. Regarding bond, the initial amount was set $3,500 with 10% option, which had not been posted. The defense requested a personal recognizance bond, citing Mr. Keller's unemployment. The prosecution noted Mr. Keller's history of similar offenses, but acknowledged his court appearance. Judge Ferris ultimately set bond at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no funds were required that day, but emphasized failure to appear would result in fines, costs, and possible jail time. Additionally, a probation violation hearing for Mr. Keller was adjourned to coincide with the July 30th plea cutoff hearing. And Saginaw neighborhoods are getting a visible facelift as a large-scale community revitalization effort gains momentum. More than 1,000 volunteers have joined forces with Saginaw Shiawassee Habitat for Humanity to improve homes and reduce blight in the Covenant neighborhood. Crews are tackling projects including exterior painting, landscaping, and home repairs while also supporting the construction of affordable housing. Organizers say the initiative is focused on strengthening existing neighborhoods by investing in owner-occupied properties in replacing neglected spaces with safe housing opportunities. The current campaign aims to complete work on 70 homes before the end of the year, with similar revitalization efforts expected to expand into additional Saginaw neighborhoods in the near future. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Does your air conditioning not blow cold? Then you need to come get your vehicle serviced at Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. We have the equipment and refrigerant to work on every make, every model, every year. This week I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT double cab. It has a Z71 off-road package, four-wheel drive, and is very clean for the year. It has a 5.3-liter V8 engine, Bluetooth, backup camera, towing package, and only 70,000 miles. We're asking $22,380. We also just got in a 2024 GMC Terrain SLE front-wheel drive. It has remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and more. Like new with 24,000 miles, and still covered by the original manufacturer warranty. We're asking $23,980. If you need a reliable third-row SUV, we have a 2021 GMC Acadia SLE. All-wheel drive, remote start, 3.6 V6 engine, and 77,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up, we have a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, it gets decent fuel economy, has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, backup camera, power liftgate, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and a lot more. Come take it for a test drive. 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe.
And we do have one obituary today. Carrie Lynn Campbell of Unionville, age 53, passed away Friday, June 19th. Carrie was born on December 29th, 1972 in Owosso, Michigan. On September 3rd, 2021, she married Michael Campbell. And Carrie is survived by her husband, Mike Campbell, her children, Hunter and Kylie, her brothers and sister. In accordance with Carrie's wishes, cremation is to take place with a celebration of life to be held at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, June 28th at Faithway Church, 3108 Rescue Road in Bad Axe, Michigan. Memorial contributions may be made to the family with checks payable to Michael Campbell. The family was assisted with arrangements by Ransford Funeral Home of Seaboyne. Friends and family may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers, located on the north side of Bad Axe. At our store, every piece of jewelry is crafted with love and attention to detail. We believe that jewelry is more than just an accessory, it's a way to tell your story. From beautiful engagement rings to sparkling necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and more, our collection is designed to make every moment shine. Whether you're celebrating a love story, looking for a gift, or simply treating yourself, we're here to help you find the perfect piece. We also offer custom designs to create a beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece that is exclusively yours. We're dedicated to providing personalized service and building lasting relationships with our customers. We'd love to be part of your special moments. Visit McKenzie Jewelers today, where every piece tells a story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with your national and international news. A fierce legislative battle is brewing on the House floor as lawmakers advance a national standard to prohibit firearm-specific merchant category codes, or MCCs. The move is designed to override mandates in states like New York and California that require financial institutions to track firearm and ammunition sales using distinct retail codes. Supporters argue a unified national ban is necessary to protect citizens' financial data from unwarranted government surveillance, regardless of their zip code. Civil liberties groups and state officials opposing the measure argue that eliminating these specific tracking codes removes a critical diagnostic tool used by banks to flag suspicious or illegal bulk purchasing patterns. And despite recent threats of a complete commercial shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz by regional actors, ship tracking analytics show four major Qatar liquefied natural gas tankers successfully entered the waterway today. In a notable tactical shift, the vessels utilized the Iranian shipping lane for the first time since maritime escalation began. The bold maritime maneuver follows the announcement of de-escalation framework in Switzerland giving energy markets a much-needed boost to confidence. Global energy analysts note that while the physical presence of the tankers lowers immediate oil price volatility, shipping insurance premiums for the Gulf remain at near historic highs. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And McKinsey Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKinsey Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. As well as Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.